Okay, today is the 23rd of March, and I'm in the home of Freddie and Ann Stone.
I think your month is wrong.
April?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
We're in April.
Okay, the 23rd of April. And I want to thank... Freddie did not live in this neighborhood, so really I'm interviewing Ann, who lived in this neighborhood from 1926 to 1956. So the information you're going to give me, not too many people can give me. And right now you're 92 years old and looking great.
So I feel it though, after with him and this week, this month.
That's a lot of weight.
Was a lot of, I lost weight.
Yeah. So I just first of all want to say thank you very much for allowing me to come to your home and to interview you.
I told you I would, but I couldn't. When you phoned, he had just followed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about a month ago.
Right.
And he needed a lot of help.
And you were there for him.
Who else?
Yeah. So, do you have any idea what prompted your family to choose to live at 5 Major Street in 1926? Do you have any idea?
We lived... Do you know where we lived before that?
Where?
What's the name of the street?
Fitzroy Terrace.
Do you know where Fitzroy Terrace is?
No.
You don't?
No.
You know where Kensington is?
Right.
Well, Kensington had a laneway.
No. Yeah, that was Kensington, yeah. Baldwin, yeah.
Baldwin, Kensington had a laneway, and it was called Fitzroy Terrace. Now, I think, if my memory, it's a long time ago, that Harold was born in Fitzroy Terrace. See, Alec was older, and Harold was the youngest one.
You want to explain who Harold is? Because this
Harold
is okay, the one that was killed and buried in Holland.
Okay, and he's one of the boys of Major Street.
That's right.
And he's your younger brother.
And he was my kid brother.
Good. Okay, that's what I want on the tape.
Alec was older than him. Alec was 2 years older than him. We were all 2 years apart.
Right. How many children?
And there were six of us.
Okay, yeah.
I had three wonderful sisters, and they're all gone. And my two brothers.
Right, right. Was Harold the youngest of the children? He was the baby of the family.
He was the baby.
Yeah, yeah. Must have been some very hard times in your family when he died.
Oh, yeah. We didn't tell my father because we didn't want him to know. Anyway,
so your father...
he worked on Spadina Avenue with my uncle. We had an uncle that lived on Camden Street. And he... So somebody met my father on Spadina Avenue and said he's sorry to hear about... Fred, you take the phone and tell them I'll call back.
By the time I get there.
He said, I'm sorry to hear about your son. It was in the paper, because that's what was in the Star, which I was unusual for the Star. At the Star at one time was not a Jewish paper. Mm-hmm. They didn't come... anywhere close to telling, saying about the boys. But anyway, that's how he learned about it.
So somebody on the street expressed condolences, and that's how your father learned about his son. Oh, that must have been devastating.
So my mother was very strong. She was little, like me, even smaller. But she was a bright lady.
Right. So somehow or other, your family felt that she would be able to handle it, and you were worried.
Oh, she did. She handled it very well.
What do you mean when you say that?
Well, she didn't break down like my father did. Uh-huh. She didn't break down. She was strong. And Freddie always said that.
And so what happened with your father when you said he broke down?
Well, he was very unhappy about it. And he died young. My father wasn't 65, I don't think, when he died.
So you think this had an impact on him that shortened his life?
He died very young, my dad.
Yeah, yeah, he sure did, yeah. But so to come back to what brought your family to this particular area? Do you have any idea what made them move to Major Street? No, to Major Street.
Oh, to Major Street. Yeah, we moved out of Fitzroy Terrace. Yeah. It was a late way. It was nice.
You couldn't get a car today. Today, a car couldn't get in. Unless they widened it,
A narrow laneway is what you were living in.
Right. And that's when we went to Major Street. And I lived there until I was married. And I didn't get married the first time until I was 30.
So you lived there from about age 6 or 7 until age 30. So you have a lot that you can tell me. Any kind of memories will be much appreciated. And now you're 92, so it's a lot of years ago.
We had all these kids, Chucky and Solly and his family. They lived 3, we lived number 5. And they were always in our house. And my kid brother Harold, why I ever left it there, I'll never know. He drew a music box and it stood about so high.
Oh, and what you're pointing is very high.
Yeah, it was very high.
Yeah.
And when we moved from Major Street, my mother always lived with me because I wasn't married at first. And then we moved up here. Mm-hmm. We moved into this house, and this is where I've been living. I don't believe in moving around.
That's for sure. So you've been in this house for 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And as he's told me, you love it here and you don't plan to move.
Oh, no, I don't really plan to.
I'm looking
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
we'll stay here as long as we can.
We know eventually. Couldn't handle it. What is there to handle? The DVA handles everything for us. Right,
they do everything.
So when you were living in your house, there were 6 children and 2 adults.
Right.
Were there ever any other people living there with you?
Yeah, downstairs. We lived on the flat.
So who lived downstairs from you?
Their name was Eisen. One family that I remember. I don't remember the others. Really don't.
So you were 8 people living upstairs, and there was a whole other family living downstairs?
That's right.
So there were a lot of people in every room.
Oh, yeah. And in the summer, we used to sleep out on the we had like a little porch upstairs, and we'd sleep out there because nobody had air conditioning.
Right, so it got very hot. And especially if you were upstairs, it trapped the heat.
Of course.
It was hotter upstairs. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we did. We lived there, and then I moved here when I got married.
So your family lived upstairs, 8 of you, and the family downstairs. So you had a bathroom upstairs for your family and a kitchen, and they had a bathroom and a kitchen for them?
No, they don't. We had the one bathroom.
So one bathroom.
We had two bathrooms.
Okay, so that's what I need to understand. So you had a bathroom, there were 8 of you, and there was a family downstairs, and you all shared one bathroom.
That's right.
How many were in the downstairs family?
I think the Eisens had 2 girls.
Uh-huh.
Pearlie was 1. It's such a long time
ago.
Yeah,
it is. Okay. Anyway, so there were at least 12 people sharing that one bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and, yeah.
Right. And what about kitchen?
And now, a kitchen. No, my mother had a kitchen upstairs.
Okay. But it couldn't be too big, obviously.
Oh, no, it wasn't big.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing. Nobody was dressed cleaner or nicer than I was.
Uh-huh. So your mother took pride in dressing her children.
My stockings were white, pure white.
Yeah.
They were clean, very clean.
So
one woman stopped me on the street and wanted to know who dressed me.
Yeah.
I do remember.
Your mother was a very fussy housekeeper then. A good housekeeper. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even when we moved up here, she loved this street. She loved this house.
Yeah.
She had where Freddie sits and watches television. That was her bedroom. And then our bedroom was over there. And then Freddie has the den. Now he has 2 places, the office and he has his den. To watch television.
Well, this is a lovely home. It's a very comfortable and pretty home and bright and cheerful.
Not so much cheerful.
No?
No, we fight.
Well, we have nothing else to do, especially now.
Yeah, you have a lot of...
I've been cooking 3 meals a day. No, I shouldn't say cooking. He's doing the breakfast now.
Yeah. But you're together. You spend a lot of hours with each other.
Oh, yeah. You sure do. Yeah.
When you were living down there, who made up the majority of people in terms of religion?
Oh, they were all Jewish.
Uh-huh.
They were all Jewish.
Uh-huh.
The Teplitskys. There was the kids. The stars were number two or one. I forget how it was. One, three, five. It must have been one. Stars lived in the first. There was Rothbart's drugstore.
Okay.
And he had the drugstore. And every Friday, my mother would make him a kechel.
Oh.
And take it into the boys. There was Barney Marks in there.
So
Percy Spencer.
He had a drugstore, you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
And where was what was the location of the drugstore?
Right at the corner of College and Major.
So right close to your home.
Right close to the home. And if I couldn't find my mother at home when I'd call her lunch hour, I'd call the drugstore. And the boys would say, oh, she's a dear.
So she hung around.
She went into the drugstore because she took in baking stuff for them.
Wow.
And the boys that worked there was Percy Spencer, Markson. What was his brother was our doctor. Dr. Markson was our doctor, and his brother worked in the drugstore at the time. I think he's still living.
I don't know. Yeah. He would be older.
Oh yeah, he would be older than us. Lot older.
So now that you're talking to me a little bit about the stores, so you talked to me about the drugstore that was Major in College. Do you remember any other stores on College?
Yes, there was Louis the Baker.
Yeah. Jewish, not Jewish?
Yeah, Jewish.
All Jewish.
Jewish. As a matter of fact, every Saturday we used to go to the bagel on Wilson. And his daughter still
on Wilson? You went all the way up to Wilson?
No, not from Major. From here.
Or are you talking about after you had moved here?
Yeah, once we moved here.
Yeah.
And Freddie and I have friends from Montreal. The Greenbergs.
You
don't know the Greenbergs?
No.
And the Waxmans?
No.
No, Lou Waxman was from Toronto.
This Greenberg, who is a friend of ours, just sold his company, and his brother.
There were four brothers, but now there's two left.
There's only two left. $2.5 billion.
Whoa. Oh my God, $2.5 billion. Oh, Louis Greenberg did it.
You don't know the Greenbergs.
No, I don't. Okay, so you're saying it was very Jewish, but I want to talk, since we're talking about stores, to stay with that for a bit. Just the stores that you remember on College Street. You talked about the bakery and the pharmacy.
Oh, yeah, the pharmacist. Then Percy Spencer opened his own pharmacist on Borden in College.
Okay.
Uh-huh. He opened up a place on his own once he graduated as a pharmacist. His brother was a doctor. Sammy
so the first
Spencer.
Pharmacy, there was a pharmacy there. Their father owned that?
The who?
You said there was a pharmacy there.
There was Rothbart's and
Rothbart's.
Rothbart's.
Okay.
And these boys, when they went to school, worked in the drugstore on the weekends.
Right.
But they also became very close with us because we were all close by.
Right. So then one became a pharmacist and one became a doctor, those two brothers. And he opened one on Borden and College. Another one on Borden and College?
Yeah.
Oh, the other one was Major.
No, we were at Major in College, and I think Robert or Borden, I'm not sure.
Okay, so another pharmacy was opened by one of those brothers. Any other stores or restaurants or movie theaters that you remember?
Yeah, what was the restaurant, that's been out of College?
Epicessen was a delicatessen.
Oh, yeah.
Epicessen?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and their hot dogs were the best.
Who
else was there, Fred?
Well, Playhouse was the theater.
Yeah, and the College...
as a matter of fact, right near the corner was the... I don't know if it's still called the Doctor's Hospital.
Yeah,
on Brunswick.
On Brunswick.
Is it still there?
No. It's a big nursing home now.
Oh.
And Doctors Hospital, a lot of those people went, it closed, and a lot of people went to, some of those people went to work at the Toronto Western. But that hospital is gone.
Well, it's not there anymore.
It's not there. It's a lovely, modern nursing home.
And they had the, where Linda Hader was, the Brunswick Cemetery.
That's right.
Is it still there?
No.
We haven't been down in that area, God knows.
No. So did you go to the Brunswick Cemetery?
I did. Yeah.
You did, yeah.
I have a girlfriend, two girlfriends that were the same age, the three of us. One is Susie Teplitsky. That was her maiden name. And her married name was Steinberg. She lives in Florida. My girlfriend, Dora, who lives in Chicago, and it's also the same age as we call each other on our birthdays.
No, when we go down to Florida, which we have, and this year we didn't go, but for the past 20 years we've been going down, and we always see Susan.
Okay, we're going to come back to this. What were the languages that were spoken in the neighborhood at that time?
Always Jewish.
At home, on the street, where?
Well, at home, my mother always spoke to us in Jewish, and we answered in English.
And what language did your parents speak to each other?
Jewish.
Yeah.
They always spoke Jewish.
And did you learn English when you went to school, or did you learn it because you played on the street before kindergarten or grade one? When did you learn English?
I guess when we went to school.
Yeah.
So you learned during English, really, before you went to school. Because I did.
Yeah, but not...
On the street.
No. Not all children did. A lot of the children didn't learn until they went to school.
We spoke English.
Yeah.
Because, as I said, my mother spoke to us in Jewish, and we answered in English. But don't forget, I had three sisters older than me. So they helped me in many ways.
Right, because they were out in the street and going to school.
Esther, Jean, and Bunny. Mm-hmm.
You might know the Shuns.
No.
Who do you know?
She lives downtown, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Were any people that you knew working at home, did any of the mothers or the fathers of your friends have jobs that they did at home?
No. I don't think any of them did that.
Right. Did any? Like, what kind of work were some of the fathers doing that you knew of?
See, my mother was, she was busy with six kids, so she didn't have time for anybody.
Yeah.
And then my girlfriend Susie, who lived number 9 Major Street, and her father was he worked in a hat place.
Mm-hmm. And your father, what did your father do?
My father was a furrier.
Mostly clothing.
Okay. Schmucked a business of some sort.
Yeah, that's clothing. What they did. A lot of them did that.
Right.
But
I agree, the mothers, like right now, the washing machines are automatic. They were not automatic at that time.
Oh, no.
So laundry for 8
people. My mother didn't have no machines.
Yeah.
She did everything by hand.
Yeah. So that's...
And I remember she would put a boiling hot water on the stove to... Yeah. Put some clothes in to clean them. I don't know.
So when we're talking about being at home, what about keeping food fresh? What do you remember about a refrigerator?
No, we had an ice box.
Okay, and how was the ice delivered?
Delivered by the iceman. He would bring it to the and put it in for my mother and downstairs. There's no such thing as refrigerators.
Right. And do you remember did he have a truck? How did he travel? Horse? Horse and buggy?
Oh, he must have had a truck.
I guess maybe a horse and wagon.
Maybe a horse and wagon.
Do you remember anything about delivery of food?
Food?
Yeah, kind of delivery.
No, there was no food delivered that I remember. I know my mother did all the cooking and we worked hard at it. But she always had food for us.
And there were 6, 8?
That's a lot of people to cook for.
Yeah.
Every day.
She was quite a muzzik.
And when we came up here, my sisters, one lived on, what was the name of the street? Near the mall?
What street?
Where Bunny lives. Bunny and Morris.
Argonne?
Argonne, yeah.
Okay. What about education? Where did you go to school?
We went to Lansdowne.
Uh-huh.
King Edward. Uh-huh. My sisters went to King Edward. We went to Lansdowne. And then I went into Commerce, but I had to go to work. My sister Bunny, may she rest in peace, was a very intelligent person. And she was in all sports. There was Blackie, his name was. Claire and Blackie. And they belonged to the Jewish Y. Mm-hmm. And the...
That was on College in Brunswick at that time?
I think so.
Yeah.
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 I'll show you a picture of Bunny.
Okay, let's do that later, okay?
That she used to play basketball and baseball.
So she was a big athlete.
Oh, yeah, she was very good.
She was as tall as...
So she was small, but very athletic.
She was no taller than me, but with basketball, she played beautifully. And then later in years, they belonged to the golf course.
Right.
And when she got married.
So how far did you go with your education until what grade?
I had to quit.
At what, grade 5, grade 2, grade 7?
Because
there was no such thing then.
Yeah.
There was junior first, junior second, senior first. Senior
so at second. What age did you leave school in order to go and work?
I left... I was very young, but I had to go to work because Bunny didn't want to work because she wouldn't take just any job. And my sister Esther worked for Clayton's, but you wouldn't know that. As a matter of fact, we go to a restaurant on Steele's and Bathurst. It's called Steele's Deli. They have a picture of Reitman's. That's where I first started.
At Reitman's?
At Reitman's.
Okay.
I worked there for 33 years.
Where was that located?
Well, they had a lot of stores all
but
over.
But where you first worked, do you remember that?
Yeah, 188 Young, before Eaton Center went in.
Okay, so it was Young and Dundas, or Young and Queen.
No, Young and Queen, not
Queen.
Dundas.
And that was Reitman's. So Reitman's has been around a long time.
Oh, you know who's running it now?
No.
Two grandchildren.
Good for them.
Yeah.
It's still successful.
Two boys. Jack Reitman's two sons.
So you worked at Reitman's for 33 years. You had a very strong
work
record.
And I worked for Progressive Leather Goods before that. I had two jobs. Progressive Leather Goods for Mr. Rum. As a matter of fact, we had one of the biggest snowstorms during the war. And if I had to go to work, it didn't matter what the weather was. I put on my riding boots. I used to go horseback riding. And I put on my riding boots, and I walked to King Street.
Oh, it's a good walk.
Yeah.
But you went?
But
it's
I went
like
to work.
They say.
So when I came in, there was no elevator because nobody showed up.
Yeah.
So my boss at the time, Mr. Rum, he was the nicest man. He says, that could only be little Annie. He knew exactly when I'd get there.
Yeah. And he knew he could count on you.
Yeah.
You got a big raise for that, $1 a week.
Do you remember what you were earning at first?
Yeah, I worked, I think I got about $4 a week.
Oh, my God. So what year would that have been? Did you start working at about 12 years old, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
At 12?
No, I wasn't at 12. I was older than 12 when I went to work. I had to work because nobody was working.
Yeah.
My sister Jean didn't work. Esther worked at Clayton's in a hat store. And Bunny didn't want to work because she wouldn't take just any job. And I went to work. And I used to give my mother, I think I made $2. I gave my mother $1, and I gave Bunny 50 cents.
Wow.
And I bought tickets for 50 cents. I never used it. I always walked to work.
So you started young and you worked for many, many years.
I was a good walker.
A good walker and a good worker.
Oh, yeah.
Totally, very reliable.
And then I worked for Reitman's. Helen Hirschman was my boss at the time. Even now, he just called Freddie yesterday, Lou Waxman. He worked for Reitman's, too. Mm-hmm. And he's from Montreal. He worked in Montreal. You don't know any of these people from Montreal?
No. Well, I wasn't born till 1940. So you might be talking about people who were adults by the time when I was.
Well, they
a child.
Were here. I think the Greenbergs have been here almost 30 years uh-huh. in Toronto.
Yeah, I've been here.
And I think Lou Waxman too.
They're not much older than you.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about living on Major Street. Did you have a back lane behind
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Was it paved?
No, half and half.
Yeah, right. And did you use the back lane at all? Did you ever use it? Or you? Or
no, we never had a car.
Uh-huh.
We That's never hard. Needed it.
Yeah. But did the kids ever play in the back lane?
No, we went to the playground, Lansdowne Playground.
Uh-huh. So that was right near the school.
It wasn't far from us, from our house. It was on Robert Street, I think.
Right, yes.
Wasn't
yes.
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Robert that's, North. So how far was it from Major? It right. wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. So you didn't use the lanes. How did the neighborhood get along? How did people get along?
We all got along.
Tell me.
It was, everybody got, like I said, all these boys were on our steps every day. Percy, he isn't here on this one. As a matter of fact, he just died. Percy, I forgot his last name. It's been such a long time.
Yeah, it has been a long time. I know that I'm pulling stories from a long, long, long time ago. But you're remembering quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
But you said that all the boys of Major Street, who tragically died, when they were 5, 10, 15, a lot of hanging around.
In our place.
Yeah.
In our house, because my mother was always very good to them.
In what way?
In giving them cookies.
She made, bring them.
My girlfriend, Susie, who lives in Florida, uh-huh. unfortunately, she had one daughter, and she used to come and sit on our steps, because they lived number 9, her grandparents. They lived number 9. And she used to come and sit on our steps just to get my mother's cookies.
So your mother's cookies were famous.
Oh, yeah.
And multiple. She was generous with them.
She made all the cookies for the boys in the drugstore.
So for the kids on the street, for the boys on Major Street, for the people in the drugstore.
They were very close.
So your mother did a lot of cooking, baking, and sharing.
And sharing.
Yeah.
Because they were very, everybody was very close. Not like today.
Everything.
You never see them unless the weather is nice.
But Freddie made a good point that everybody was really quite poor. Oh. Nobody had it. And that's why you had 8 people upstairs and another whole family downstairs. With one bathroom.
One bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I don't know how we managed, but we did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was there a backyard behind your house?
Yeah, we had a backyard.
And what was in the backyard?
A lot of grass that was high. Nobody cut it.
So you didn't use it much then?
No, we didn't. We used it.
Yeah.
We used it. We used to sit out in the back.
Where did you sit out more, the front or the back?
Well, we mostly were on the veranda, on the steps.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where we all... And then my girlfriend Susie would come over, and my girlfriend Dora, she lived on Major Street. Then I told you she moved either on Robert. Yeah. She lived on Robert.
Well, when you talk about everybody hanging around your house a lot, but when you played on the street, what kind of games did you play?
We played, my kid brother played tether pole. It was you had little bats, mm-hmm. and there was a ball and you had to hit it, mm-hmm. and it would go around and round.
Yeah, yeah.
And we also had a minister that lived on Major Street, across the road from us. There was the Salvation Army and this minister, the church, at St. Stephen. I think it was St. Stephen's Church.
Yeah, but they were south of college.
Pardon?
The church was south of college.
No, it wasn't. It was right on Major, Fred. On that side of the street, across from the houses, we had the church, and we had the Salvation Army, and we had an old age for
so all
old
that
age
was
people.
On Major Street,
across
north
from
of north of college, across from your home.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me that again. There was a church,
I think it was St. Stephen's Church.
Okay.
And the minister, every Christmas, he knew I liked dolls. And he gave me dolls, and he bought the boys skates. Oh, that's beautiful. They were very close. Everybody out there. And the Salvation Army was very good to us.
So the Salvation Army also had a building there?
Yeah.
So there was a
they
church
had a house.
And the Salvation Army and an old age home.
Yeah.
On Major, across from you.
Across from the houses.
Yeah. So is that... I wonder what's there now. I think their home's there now.
I haven't been down there, so I don't know.
Yeah. But you know... You were there since 1926, so you're giving me information that nobody else has given me. It's very interesting.
And we had the fire station at the corner across the road too. At the corner of College and Major. And every Saturday when they cleaned the cars up, they used to take us on their wagon.
So they would take you for a ride?
Oh yeah. Just from the station across the road or something, but they always took us on the.
Why should you tell them about your neighbors? That not on Major. I think it was on Bellwoods or somewhere.
Where
the black ones?
Oh, that was on Major, Freddie.
It was still on.
Yeah, there was. We were at 106 Major, and this couple, this black couple, One was 108, and they were West Indies. And the other black couple, the Jacksons, they were so good with us. Edith and I never went without each other. She was the same age as I.
So Edith was a Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay, because I just met a Jackson who is her husband was the grandson of Albert Jackson. So this is all one family, the Jacksons, and they own several homes in the neighborhood. You were friendly with Edith Jackson.
Yeah.
And she lived where?
She lived with her parents.
On Major Street.
Yeah, on Major. And then at 108, and my sister Bunny, you couldn't call her Dirty Jew. If you did, you were in trouble. This black family did not like my sister, and they called her a dirty Jew. She got a black eye. Where did my mother take her? We didn't know anything about hospitals, emergencies. We didn't have emergencies then. Took her to Coffler's.
To the drugstore.
Yeah, at Bordenton College.
Okay, so that was another drugstore. So your sister was a fighter. She was tough. She got into a fight with somebody who called her a dirty Jew.
Yeah, called her the black people. And the Jacksons wouldn't talk to them because they started up with Bunnings.
So this was not one of the Jackson family?
No,
it was another,
no.
So it was another black family.
They were in the West Indies.
Uh-huh. So it was another black family.
Yeah.
And the Jacksons were angry at them for that language.
Yeah, because we were very close.
Yeah.
They took me to Buffalo
one
year because I was Edith's best friend.
Uh-huh.
And when we got to the border, they phoned my mother to say, "Where is your daughter, Annie?" And she says, "Oh, she's with the Jacksons. They're going to Buffalo." But they wouldn't let me across the border with the Jacksons.
Until they phoned
my mother.
Oh, so they were afraid that something bad was happening.
No, I wasn't afraid.
No, but the people at the border were suspicious.
Oh, yeah, at the border. They thought they're taking a white child across the border.
Wow.
And without my mother's permission. But when they phoned my mother, she says that she's with the Jacksons. Mr. Jackson even came up to this house where we're living now.
Really?
Yeah. And his family died very young. His wife and his two daughters. I never knew what happened to Edith.
Yeah. But you're saying that the West Indian family called your sister or your family Dirty Jews, but the Jacksons, you got along really well with them and they were close friends. With the Jackson family.
Oh, yeah, we were very close friends with the Jacksons.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't like the idea at all. Freddie, where's your cane, dear?
I don't know.
Well, you better use it, please. Right. I told you, especially in the hall.
Right.
Tell me about how the family heated the homes at that time.
How did we eat? We ate very well. We ate very well.
Yeah.
My mother always cooked. We always had a good meal.
Yeah. Okay, now I have another very unusual question. Because you lived there from 6 until 30, tell me about the dating, the boys and the girls dating at 12, 15, 18, 20.
Well, I never went out too much with the boys. I was a loner, really. I worked, and I went horseback riding with my older sister, Esther, and her boyfriend at the time. We used to go horseback riding to Hyde Park.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
So that's something else nobody has talked about. But so Esther was dating, and was Bunny dating?
Yeah, Bunny was dating Morris Shum, and he was from the Junction.
Uh-huh.
His family came from the Junction. And they were religious,
uh-huh,
to a point for Yuntiv.
Yeah.
And he would walk from the Junction to our house.
Oh, my God.
On Major Street.
Very long
to be
walk
with Bunny.
Oh, my God.
And then they got married, and they lived on Major Street. Number 30, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So those two sisters did do some dating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Jean got married. She married Percy Grossberg, and that's her daughter that I asked you if you knew her.
Right.
Because she has a friend on Brunswick.
So any other thoughts about dating? So your sisters did date. Would they go to movies? Would they go out with a group of friends? What was happening?
At that time, I couldn't tell you.
Okay. They were the older sisters.
Yeah, they were older sisters.
Okay. What shuls and churches? You talked about the church that was across the street. Any synagogues that you remember in the neighborhood?
Yeah, Upstrupster.
And where was that?
On Spadina.
Spadina, north of college?
I think I can remember.
Okay, but the Upstrupster was
where my father went.
Uh-huh.
And my uncles.
Did your whole family go to shul or just your father?
Just my father.
Uh-huh.
We didn't go.
Okay.
It wasn't like here now, you go to temple, your whole family goes. If you belong to temple, that's where we belong, to Temple Sinai.
Do you remember what Kensington Market was like for your family? Before the phone rang, I was just asking you about Kensington Market, if your family used it.
I don't know where my mother shopped. I really don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's such a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, it is. Do you remember the end of World War II? Do you remember when that happened?
When my kid brother was in.
Yeah.
You know.
And do you remember when the war ended?
When the war ended, I was working for Progressive Leather Goods, and I didn't want to come home because I knew how my mother would feel. So my boss's son took me out for lunch for lobster.
Wow.
I remember that part.
But you mean you didn't want to go home because...
Because I knew what would be here.
That he wasn't coming home. Is that what you're referring
to?
That's
yeah. What, see, there was a rabbi, and I think it was Rabbi, the one that just died.
Plaut? Rabbi Plaut.
He saw that my older brother, Alec, was not sent overseas because he was the only son that was left. My kid brother was killed overseas and he was buried in Holland. So he saw that my brother was left home.
So Rabbi Plaut intervened and said,
yes,
you can't send this other son. This family's already lost one son.
Yeah.
So he helped arrange that
that he stayed here.
Good for him.
Oh, yeah, he did a lot for the Jewish boys. He did.
That's a wonderful story. That he knew a family could not worry about and then maybe have a second death.
And he was the only son because there were four girls. Because when I was born, I was the fourth girl.
Oh, so you were four girls and two boys. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. That was a very major effort on Rabbi Plotz's part.
Oh, yeah. He was very good that way.
Yeah. I'm glad you told me that. When you were living down there, do you remember whether it felt at night safe, dangerous?
I had a girlfriend. Her name was Etta Gong, and she just died about a year ago. And they lived on Clinton.
Mm-hmm. My son lives right off Clinton.
That's
a little street called Page. It starts at Clinton. Yeah.
We went to the Y. And she never played, but I played badminton with another friend of ours, Anne Gangbard. And I used to walk at a home to Clinton and then come home. Our door was never locked.
Okay, so that's two very good examples. One is you walked her all the way to Clinton and back to Major, and your door was not locked. So you're telling me that it was a safe neighborhood.
Oh, it was a safe neighborhood.
Yeah.
My mother never locked the door.
Yeah.
There was nothing to steal anyway.
That's true.
Was nothing to steal.
Yeah, but still.
But she never locked it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we always...
So you trusted the people who were in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Right, right. Well, I think that we've covered a lot of interesting times, and you've told me information. Because you moved there in 1926, it's... a long time ago, and you were able to tell me things that I have heard from nobody else. Yeah.
I remember a lot of things from Major Street.
Do you want to talk about some more? Anything that you're thinking about?
Like Harold built this jukebox, and we used to have all the kids come over, and we would dance and play the music.
So he built a jukebox by himself.
He built a jukebox.
So you didn't have enough.
He was very handy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a very handy kid.
Uh huh.
And he was always, of course, I never met him.
Right.
But he used to bring home, well, not all the time, but sometimes, little animals. Now, Annie doesn't like cats.
I'm afraid of cats.
And once he brought home a cat.
And he brought home a cat. My mother said, he wants it, let him have him. She always made it. And then the boys wanted a dog, so they brought home a little dog. But the dog was a nuisance to my mother. I mean, she had six kids to look after.
Yeah.
So you know what she did? She took the dog for a walk.
And
he came back.
So she took the dog for a one-way walk.
Yeah.
But the dog
found his way back.
He had a good thing with that.
But that was a lot of you. I mean, eight of you living on the second floor and a whole other family downstairs. And then a cat and a dog and a jukebox.
And to this day, I'm scared silly of cats.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a Jewish couple living in that house.
Real.
They didn't own it. They just rented it. And he had four cats.
Oh, my God.
Even his daughter, they were Israelis. Boy, were they dirty. Oh, my God. I said, you know what? I'm ashamed to say that you're Jewish. I was.
Yeah, so they were
shocked. Because the neighbors across the road were Gentile, two couples that we're friendly with. And they were just impossible. Mm-hmm. Finally, they bought a house near Beth Emeth. I don't know if you know where that shul is.
No,
you wouldn't know up this area.
I don't.
But
is there anything else that you can think of? Like, this was a lovely little story about the jukebox
that he built.
That your brother built.
And that's where it was our entertainment.
Yeah.
And we couldn't afford to go to shows.
Tell the young lady here about Alec, that they were trying to kidnap him?
On Major Street, you mean?
Yeah.
So what's that about?
On a bicycle. He was gorgeous. He was very handsome when he got older, but when he was young, he was very, very good looking. And the colored girls came out, and I told them they took my brother. So they went after him.
Who had taken? Somebody?
Somebody on a bicycle kidnapped him.
My God.
And the Jackson girls, Gwen was the older girl, she went after them and got my brother off the bike.
So he was on a bike and he grabbed your brother and biked away with him.
Yeah, and she went after them.
And she got him.
And she got
him. Boy, those Jacksons were good family, good friends of your family.
Oh, yeah, they were very good with us.
Yeah.
And I told her about the time they took me to Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was quite a story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anything else before I turn off this tape?
No, yeah. I can't think of anything else.
Well, you've told me really wonderful stories, a lot of fabulous information. And I want to thank you, Freddie, for participating, although you didn't live in the neighborhood, but you certainly participated.
No, I didn't. Close. Yeah. I lived on Nassau.
Right.
About 6 blocks away.
Right.
He didn't know me.
It was like another world, anyways.
Yeah, yeah. But Anne, I want to thank you very much. It's been interesting, informative, and very enjoyable, and I want to thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.